Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hiya, babe. How are you?
Hello, stranger. How are you, my love? You look gorgeous on this camera today.
Do you what? Double filter, babe.
How have you been this week? What have you been doing?
Like you, with our online challenge, I'm dead lucky. I've been so busy keeping myself occupied. I'm not going to lie. I've been crawling the walls at the evening. Like, I learnt my lesson in first lockdown where I had a blow up. I'm having a glow up this time, babe. I've had to literally nail my hands to the floor to keep away from the fridge.
Are you doing dry jam?
Why are you swearing at me? How dare you even say that? Do you know what? Someone get the holy water, throw it over you. Wash your mouth out with soap.
By holy water, you mean a bottle of gin.
No, I had half a bottle of red last night and a few slabs of chocolate.
Oh, only half?
But do you know why? Because Wednesday night is usually the night we go out and go, it's halfway through the week, we'll go to Chabba Chabba, we'll have a couple of beers, we'll have our Thai red curry. And I went to Connor, I went, do you know what? We still need to keep our Wednesday ritual. It's halfway through the week.
I know, yeah. I had a little drink last night, just one, and we only had champagne in, right? And Luke was like, you cannot open that champagne. I was like, watch me. I had to fill the glass to the top, because I was like, I'm only going to have one glass. I might as well have had a pint. And he was like, Harriet, just so you know, that was the champagne from our wedding day. And I was like, was being the main word, my love. Damned it.
But you were celebrating a bigger day than your wedding day yesterday, because you've just reminded me, you had 1.6 million hits on your website.
Yeah, in a week.
Babe.
I know.
You are winning in life right now. High five to you, sister.
I never thought it would go as big as it's gone. And now, literally, I wake up in the morning. Remember when you did that video where you woke up and you were like, woke up flawless. And even though I'm a show and I'm covered in baby sick, I'm like, woke up flawless. Da-da-da, flawless.
This rock, flawless.
Right, come on, we've got a crack on. We've got a gorgeous guest.
So this week, right, we have Tamsin Outhwaite and a absolutely hot man, Tom, in the house. How are we, guys?
Naughty.
We're really good. Much better for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, amazing.
Well, because obviously first lockdown was pretty horrific for us, but we didn't get involved. I did 3 workouts, I think, in the whole time. And then this time we now feel like we're smashing it.
We're cracking on.
Do you feel like you're going into this lockdown in a much better headspace, knowing that you've got something to focus on?
Definitely, because there's no routine, is there? So if your only routine is Richie at 10, then, you know, you're set up. So then the day can kind of start.
You give yourself some, like, happy hormones and you're like, "Ooh, okay, I'm ready to go for the day."
Yeah.
Well, with the first lockdown, everyone was learning a new language. They were all learning to cook, cross-stitch, whatever. And I was like...
Banana bread.
Yeah. Zoom quiz, the whole shebang. And now
what language did you learn, Mitch?
I just learned to stop trying because I'd have every intention and never do nothing. But how have you found the difference between the 3 lockdowns? And what are you doing different now that you blame from the other ones to keep saying?
Well, lockdown one, when it all happened, it was kind of like, oh, do you know what? Fuck it. This is away from norm.
Yeah.
This isn't norm. So therefore, let's just, you know, maybe have 2 weeks of really bad food and crack on with the alcohol. But it became 2 months. That 2 weeks became 2 months. And so then I found myself, I'm not talking for Tam, I found myself putting on a shed load of weight, right? Because it was like, oh, it's still not the norm. So therefore, I'm still like, this is okay to do.
But I did exactly the same. We just ate and drank everything. We were just at the fridge back. What should we make? What should we eat? What should we make? All you've got is food and each other.
And like the norm of like not having a drink in the afternoon because it was a Monday afternoon kind of went. So everyone was like, ah, it's 1:30. I'll have a wine now. Go on.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was sunny. It was the start of summer. It was when lovely.
Exactly.
But you are both doing dry January, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you stuck to it?
Well, I'm actually thinking now, thank God for it, because the homeschooling, the Wi-Fi, all the issues that go on during the day when there's five people in the house, all trying to do stuff. Mm. And I wouldn't be able to do that either with a glass of wine, slightly tipsy or hungover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just wouldn't have the restraint and the calm. I'd flip.
Well, last night, because we're on a group WhatsApp, aren't we, where everyone's staying on track with the fitness. And Tom put on the group chat last night that he was having a little sneak to the fridge. What was it you had? A couple of pieces of cheese and a grape?
Oh, yeah, I was standing at it and I'm pretty sure all of the coolness out of the air came from the fridge and just on me. And I quite, because I'd just been for a run, so I was like, yeah. But you know when you kind of, you see a shark where their eyes just completely turn? Or like you see a mate and you just see them instantly going, oh, right, where's that flirt eye come from? It was honestly like I had some kind of fury in my eyes. It just switched and I just went straight into the scoff mode. And I knew what I was doing.
Hey, but you know what's funny? I sent Tom a message going, listen, right now you're acting a show. I was saying it with half a bar of chocolate and a glass of red wine in my hand.
But Tom, didn't you used to be a personal trainer?
I did, yes. And those were the days where I wasn't putting mouldy cheese and then two grapes into my mouth consecutively about 5 times. those are the days when I would not pick a sandwich or I wouldn't go anywhere near carbs.
Yeah, so you were a PT.
The PT, I used to be a PT, yes.
So would you, when you were a PT, were you like mega, mega strict with your food and like properly disciplined with everything?
My mentality was completely disciplined, being around the gym all the time. And also, I suppose there is an element of teaching. Of course there is. But I feel the more I had that authority over people, letting them know, giving them a bit of wisdom, and that made me spare myself on. And I used to be a chubby kid, and that's why I became a PT, because I wondered what it would be like to actually look really, really cut and healthy and stuff. And so that was my motive.
So, Tamsin, you've always obviously been on the TV forever, so you've always kind of had more of like a pressure on you, I suppose, to kind of stay in shape and maybe look a certain way. Do you feel like both of you having that like discipline in the past?
No, you're talking to two people that aren't disciplined. This is the thing.
Until now.
But we've got very similar things about food. We're both big foodies. We love food. So I've never been that one of those actresses that pushes food around a plate. I don't understand it. I love food. So my calorie intake daily is just ludicrous and always has been. You know, my mates have a thing where they say I'm hungry or I'm Tamsin hungry, which means like I'll eat everything.
That's like we've got that. We're drunk or we're Richie Swan.
So did you two meet through PT?
Mm.
No.
Well, it was that.
You never
that
trained
world.
Me that.
It was that world, wasn't
hey,
it?
Hey, well, not like that.
Naughty. When I would have time, and I would go onto the desk at this yoga studio, which was linked to the where I was doing the PT. Yeah.
Round the corner, it's called Three Tribes Hot Yoga, and I loved it, and I was there all the time.
And so I would tick everyone in, and you know, okay, in you go, in you go. And then that's where we met. She came in and I was
you
just slightly... I ticked her off. She took her shoes off and she went in. I was like, well, she's fit. She came back out and she had...
You were cocky.
I was cocky, yeah.
Well, Tam, I remember we were at Heidi's baby shower and you'd just met and I'd just met Connor and we were both talking about, because my fella's set is 14 years younger than me and you've got an age gap as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I remember we had
Oh my God, I remember that now.
That was like 3 years ago in December or November.
Yes.
So you must have been together just over 3 years.
Yeah.
And I remember we were chatting about it and we were like going, oh my God, we've met someone, but they're like a lot younger than us.
I don't think probably either of us thought that it would last this long.
Well, I think we both might have said in the past it was supposed to be a fling. It's turned into a 3.5 year fling.
I thought I was lucky having a year.
He's still going strong.
I don't know if Connor would think of it the same way. His head's probably cabbaged now with you.
Oh, no, do you know what? Connor's the most laid-back person in the world. Oh. I woke him up this morning playing Dua Lipa and shining me torch in his face at 7 a.m. to make me a cup of coffee. Have you popped the question yet? Are you engaged yet, Tam?
No.
Oh, Tom.
Why would you do that? Ruin it. Why would you ruin it?
Well, funny enough, I thought this would be a fantastic moment. So...
the earphones don't stretch.
Obviously, with the lockdown, you've got two kids, you're all under one roof.
Yeah.
And we're confined to four walls. How are you balancing it all out?
Lower your expectations of what's going to happen during the day and then you'll be all right. Brilliant. If you get a few things done, you're not going to tick everything off. When the Wi-Fi's not working and one kid's crying, the other one can't do anything, and then they're arguing, then the dog's barking because they've seen a fox, and you're feeling a bit hot and sweaty and a bit menopausal and you just want to scream, but you can't. And so there's a new resilience that has come about. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Apart from the menopause.
Like, well, when the way Tam just listed it, it is just so true. But when she lists it in that short amount of time, it sounds absolute havoc.
But it's not. There are moments of loveliness. There are moments where we all meet in the kitchen. As long as you're not all having a bad day at the same time,
you can kind of boost each other.
Exactly. And we were talking about this morning, me and the girls, and Marnie started having a bad day with work and she's eight. And then she turned it round and made it positive somehow.
Yeah.
And we're all learning to do that. Like that actually you lower your expectations a bit. It's all right if you don't get that done.
Mm.
It's all right if we don't make banana bread.
How are you finding homeschooling?
Yeah, it's tricky, but both of mine are now pretty much doing it on their own a bit more. If you go in and they, you know, they don't want that, she's ashamed of me on the screen in front of all the other kids on the Zoom class. So she'll be like, get out.
Mm.
I feel like this time round it is less stressful because kind of people are a bit more like prepared for everything that's going on, and like you know you've done it before so that you know you can do it again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not as like that. Everyone's a bit more positive this time because
definitely.
They're like, at least we know by the time it's over, at least will be nice weather.
Everyone's heading for summer, aren't they? Yeah. That's exactly what's happening. But I also think that if you don't look at it like, you know, if every time you hear the news and you speak to someone about it and they say it's another 3 months, kids aren't going back till Easter.
Yeah.
Don't think about that. Just wake up in the morning, think about that day, and then you're all right. The minute you start going, we're doing this till April, you know.
It's the same as like... with the dieting thing, like, Rich, your online lasts for 8 weeks, doesn't it? But if you thought, oh, my God, I've got to do 56 days, like, that's such a long time, blah, blah, blah. But if you actually just go, okay, I'm just going to do today.
Yeah.
And when it gets to the end of today, if I've smashed today, then boss. And then if I smash tomorrow, boss. And you just kind of, like, take it. Everything is baby steps. And in the end, you get to where you want to be. It's like the same sort of principle with everything, isn't it?
It actually teaches you to live in the moment, which surely is the goal. The past has gone. There's nothing you can do about the future. We can't plan anything. So it teaches you to just be in the present here and now.
I think it's brilliant because I think we can all say we would never have spent this volume of time with our partner. And me and Connor, for the past since March, have got on so well.
And being cooped up as well, it means that I suppose you have to have a bit of a leeway. If you feel like you're kind of getting a little bit annoyed or angry, just stop yourself and then just chill. You know, nothing actually matters properly like that. And so Tam and I have definitely grown with our complex relationship for the better, especially feeling great after your workouts. But
it does help working out together.
Do you find one of us is more competitive than the other, or like one's more motivated to get up and do it?
Tam's definitely more competitive.
And Tom's louder during the workout, which is annoying.
They're more dramatic, aren't they? They're like, ugh, and then if you do it, they're like, oh, what? That was easy.
If we go back to, right, Joe being in the house locked up, because obviously you're a mum, you're a partner, whatever. How do you find time to have just for you two? Are you still separating some time for where you can have maybe a little date night, or you can close the door and, you know, make some music?
I mean, that, the lock is actually shady. I need to get the drill out and properly get those screws in there. But into the door. We do find time. So we go on walks. Yeah. We did try watching a musical the other day, which was really good. I lasted 5 minutes.
Wasn't really time together. That was looking at a screen.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, we do go for walks. We do walks sometimes. And you know it's coming to an end. So it doesn't feel like you're looking at me really
All right,
close.
Yeah, I'll listen to you like this way then. Yeah, go on.
You were looking at it like the fridge.
Yeah. You were thinking about what you were having for dinner.
Yeah,
well,
what part of her face can I eat?
Have you got any stash?
No, babe.
Empty
that's just
them pockets, Tom. Empty the pockets.
No, do you know what? It could be so much worse. Yeah. We're still friends and we still love each other and the kids still like us at the moment.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
Do you want a podcast? We'll make it for you, as long as you give us some money.
But not as much as you think. Podcasts are a really cost-effective way to engage with the people that matter to your business the most. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk and we'd be delighted to talk to you about just how cheap they are.
Don't say cheap, say cost-effective.
Just how cost-effective they are.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more. Right, back to the episode.
You've been able to work all the way through lockdown, haven't you? Because you started recording Dumb Breeding together, wasn't
it? Yeah.
And that was on YouTube,
was it? Yeah, 9 episodes about 6 women going through the menopause. And it did do really well. And we were hoping that it would be picked up by someone. Great actors in it. And Tom shot it all. So we were working together on that. That was right at the beginning of lockdown. Mm. And then I've done a few little bits in between. Like we both worked on a feature called Bull.
Oh, okay.
That a friend of ours directed that you did the behind the scenes of and I played a part in. And then I did something in front of a green screen. I mean, people have been trying to make way. You've been editing all the way through. Mm. Once I've been to an actual set, you know, a BBC, feeling really kind of like how it used to be, but with masks and social distancing. And that was on Ridley Road. But that was the most that it's ever been, like the most normal it's felt.
Tamsin, do you miss it?
I really miss it. I miss being on a set and the camaraderie.
Yeah.
Although when we were on a set, it does feel very different because you can't have lunch together and you can't put your arm around your mate. And it does feel a lot more sterile. And actors are very tactile and like to laugh and joke. And it's a much more serious place to be.
You know, you've done loads on the last couple of lockdowns. Have you got anything like work-wise kind of planned? Or have you got anything that you kind of want to touch into whilst we're locked down over the next couple of months?
There's something I did called The Haunting of Alice Bowles with Original Theatre Company that you can stream until February the 28th. And apart from that, I've never gone into a new year not having a clue what I'm doing at some point during the year. And really don't know.
First year.
I'm recording Doctor Who audiobooks tomorrow.
Amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm not panicking yet.
Well, no, because you've got 2 months to focus on sorting your fit out.
Exactly. My main focus is trying to get fit now.
How have you found now? Obviously, you're 2 weeks in, you're dry, as in not drinking. You're on a health kick. So how are you finding your journey so far in terms of how it's helping you?
For me, it's the routine. And while we're actually doing it, to have someone, actually talking to us while we're doing it, knowing that a lot of your mates are also doing exactly the same as you, so you're having a shared experience, that for me is really helping. Because I actually really look forward to it now. I don't know how people are exercising and still typing, mind.
I think
they're asking really long questions with loads of emojis. And I'm like, I'm doing a burpee. What are you doing?
Getting fit is great, but like the aesthetic side to it, which so many people focused on for so long, it's kind of really taken a back seat now. And like people are less focused on how they look. And it's really refreshing now that, especially Tom, you must have seen like how the industry, like with PT and fitness has changed. People are less bothered about just like having a six pack or having an ass like Kim Kardashian. People are like, I need to do this because it makes me feel better. And it's like nice, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like people are so supportive.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's become a soulful experience rather than, you're right, the aesthetics of it, the feeling of self-commitment, but also knowing that you've just boshed a class. And so throughout the whole of the day, you don't have to feel guilty with yourself. Also knowing that you can earn it. But most importantly for me, when I wake up, usually I'm grumpy. And so it's been really good, especially cracking. Look at her eyes.
Not it's grumpy, but it's really helping you, this and not this drinking. Not drinking is big.
Yeah, definitely. But it's totally changed my attitude. It's reminded me of what the mentality I did have and the commitment I did have, and caring for yourself and making sure that you crack on with what you do, serving your body, I think is really important. Self-respect. And I didn't have much. And so because of Richie and this template and the fact that Richie's motivating is just unreal. I connect to Richie. I would connect to you quite a lot. The both of us I feel it's good for our relationship, the fact that I'm not grumpy in the morning. I guess. Because there's the slogans as well, isn't there? There's the quotes as well, which I quite like you repeating.
Yeah.
Like, for example,
get off the sofa.
Of course,
my kids listen to it. You shitbag. My kids listen to it and they was just going, oh, please tell him not to swear so much.
Yeah, this morning, Marnie went straight into the phone and was like,
Shut up, Richie, swearing.
I'm sorry, Marnie.
You are not PC, babe. Would the kids never join in?
Oh, they've tried, haven't they? Mm. They don't last long.
Yeah.
Kids have got no concentration anymore because of everything being such instant gratification with the screens and the telly, and you can watch what you like and flick through that. No one commits to anything for very long. And that, I think, is going to be a problem as they get older, because I'm starting to feel it myself.
Mm.
When you sit down to watch a TV programme, don't have your phone there, because when it vibrates, you're looking at a message and you're not watching the programme.
Finding their passion.
Yeah, that's a rule in our house. We're not allowed our phones when we're watching something.
See, that's a brilliant rule.
I lock all the phones in the office and he's like itching to go and check the footy scores. And I'm like, you will watch this programme with me. Sit your ass down. He's like, oh.
That's a great idea.
We're all really lucky because we're with our partners in lockdown. But imagine right now, the only thing people do have is getting up and having the communication through technology.
I think for all the kind of stick that technology gets, and, you know, we say this, that and the other, for kids shouldn't be on their Xbox and kids shouldn't be doing this, and you need less screen time. Screen time is the thing that saved us the last year. It really has. I bought my grandma one of those, it's like a big giant Nan iPad so that she could see us. I spent 270 quid on this Nan iPad. Got it delivered to a house, all set up by a fella, and she went, did you do that on purpose? I went, what do you mean, do that on purpose? She went, it's black. My house is silver, girl. It's got to go. And she got rid of it. I was like, Grandma, you are taking the mick. Don't you want to see your great-grandchildren growing up? And she went, send me a picture. So some people are quite content on their own.
Yeah. And there are moments where I wish I was on my own, but moments in the chaos.
Here we go.
So what I do is
here we go. Right, she said it now. Right,
I'll
see you in five.
Jesus Christ. I take myself off to my bedroom and I just have a moment, and then you get right back in the thick of it.
It's important too, isn't it?
Other than doing Rich in the morning, is there anything else that kind of you're doing through the day to kind of keep you moving, keep your endorphins up and stuff like that?
Well, after Richie, instead of sitting down, it always makes me want to move. So I want to do 10,000 steps a day. So I'll always go out and pound the streets in some way. I also would love to do a bit more yoga because that's normally my thing. I've kind of done a bit less of that and a bit more walking. When I say walking, I mean power walking, really. Not like meandering.
With all the arms?
Pretty much.
Love the arms. Look all that.
Not quite the 70s ones, when they used to walk like that.
With the really short shorts.
So weird. I do escape into a sauna blanket for 40 minutes a day.
Oh, my God. I wish we could show you.
I literally bought one of those last night.
So I got mine just before Christmas, and 40 minutes per day. And you really sweat. And I use it as my meditation and I breathe when I'm in there. Or I watch something. It's a sleeping bag. It's a sauna.
It's not a sleeping bag. It's a great product. I don't want to put it down, but it definitely does look like a corpse bag.
Yeah.
So every now and then I'm walking in and Tam's on the bed. I'm like, no, I'm joking. But I'm literally, she's there with her little hat on and she's sweating her bag off.
Tamsin, apparently you can burn 600 calories an hour, you know.
Really? Yeah. Can you?
600 calories an hour, yeah.
That's a lot.
I've bought it because I get really bad cankles since I've had the baby, but like to the extreme where I can't really put a shoe on because my feet are that fat. So fourth, I get the sauna bag, sweat the cankles away.
So how does it make you feel after it, Tom?
Oh, I love it. So then you're sweating. I do it. This is the order that my new routine is. So sort Marnie out in the morning, do all the homeschooling, your workout 10 till 10:40. Try and eat something. Go out, pound the streets for 40 minutes, an hour. Come back, get in the sauna blanket. So you've gone hot, cold, and then you get in the sauna blanket for 40 minutes hot, sweating in the same clothes you sweated in the morning. Then I take all of the wet, disgusting clothes off. Then you just wash one set, wipe down the old sauna blanket, get in the shower.
Do you have to pour the sweat back out?
No, for some reason it doesn't seem to... I mean, I put a towel on the bottom, but it doesn't seem to get particularly
sticky,
wet.
Spray it.
We'll have to let you know when mine comes.
Honestly, I'm so pleased that I went into this lockdown with it because it is my escape.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because you bagged up.
I know. It's like I'm in a cocoon. Nobody find me. Normally that's when someone comes in 20 minutes in and goes, Mom, have you seen a ruler?
Wi-Fi's not working.
You haven't made me any lunch.
I'm child free. I don't have... Connor just gets that from me.
So funny.
I've been getting two of the dustbins out the front for dips.
Oh, yeah. Proper urban workout.
I've been using the monkey bars for pull-ups.
The kids can't climb
in. What else? And then like some sleepers for some dip stuff. And then I just go running all the time as well. So I'm trying to kind of like make a little jungle gym up. But so far I've just got two things. So I need to crack on with that.
Hey, it's still good. It's better than most people.
You're doing good.
I think as a family, as a partnership, as a household, you seem to have a really good balanced, like no pressure, just let it happen. And I think it'd be really good for people listening in who can take like some kinds of tips from this and go, stop putting pressure on ourselves. We've just got to take it each day. And that's what it's about. Just take it each day as it comes now.
It's not easy. It's not easy for anyone, I don't think. You know, it's finding getting the best out of it, isn't it? And not putting too much pressure on yourself. This is the first time we've ever done anything together, like chatting.
I've never, usually in the red carpets and stuff, what I do is I stay in the car, Tam gets out, snappy, snappy, snoo, snar. I then stay in the car and it goes round the block and then I get out 100 metres down the street and then I walk in separately, mainly because I'm just not really into all that vibe. So this is the first ever thing out of being together for 3 years that we've actually done something.
Oh my God, this is an exclusive.
Well, I mean, it's not that special, I guess, because I mean, I'm illiterate. I can't talk and I just smile. But this has been really
you
lovely.
You should do more stuff together. You work so well
you
together.
You do, you're brilliant.
You do. You do. If it was me and my husband now, I'd be going, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You wait, we'll hang up. Get back in that cupboard now.
Get back in that sweat bag now.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you. Like when you said you'd come on, I was like, I can't believe they've just said yeah.
No, you rang me and we're going, Tams have just said she'll do it.
Thank you so much for coming on, babe and Tom.
It's a pleasure. It's a complete pleasure.
Well, I'll see you at 10 o'clock in the morning. And Tom, keep out the fucking fridge.
Yeah, mate. There's some piccalilli up down there. I don't even like it, but I'm just might tear into it. It's vegetables, isn't it?
Okay, guys, so that is kind of coming to the end of our episode. Last week, we gave you a little bit of a challenge, something to do, something to focus on for the week in between our podcast. So last week, we wanted you to start getting outside and getting your steps up. This week, the weather's a bit crap. But we thought, while you're on your walks and whilst you're like doing things day to day, try to limit your screen time. So spend less time kind of with your head looking down at your phone and spend more time when you're on your walks and when you're doing stuff looking up. Start observing like what's going on around you. I mean, just so you mostly don't get run over when you're crossing the street. But, you know, other than that, keep kind of like just taking a breather away from your phone and being like, okay, like I'm going to start living in the moment. So your job for this week for us is to start living in the moment a little bit more.
Do you know what? I think I need to take our own advice because I feel like I'm glued to my phone and I am participating in this challenge this week. And I am going to put the phone down and go for my walk without my phone and everything because it's becoming too much. And I'm sure a lot of people are the same.
There's loads and loads of really good like meditation and kind of like anxiety podcasts. I've spoken loads in the past about like things like counselling and stuff like that and how good it is. I've come across a really good app that loads of people probably know about that's free at the moment called Headspace. If you are someone that wants to take your phone with you when you go for your walk, have a little download of the Headspace app. It's free at the moment and it's almost like meditation while you're walking. It's just supposed to like chill you out a little bit more. It's a bit more relaxing than scrolling through Instagram.
I thought you'd have to lie down. You can do it as you walk.
No, you can do it while you're walking, babe. So it's just something different for those of us who kind of aren't ever going to be the person that like stops in the middle of the day to focus on the breath lying on the floor.
Oh, I might do that when I'm going to the fridge. Hey, when I'm walking the chippy, I'll throw the calm on. Bring my heart rate down from my sausage dinner.
So if you are enjoying the podcast, we've added a little thing on. You can go to www.stanrebel.co.uk/GirlGayGym. And if you want to put a little couple of quid in for our little bevy fund, once we come out of lockdown... Richie, what's your drink of choice this week, babe?
Well, because we had TNT on, I'm going to go for a G&T, babe. I'm going to, do you know what? I'm going to splash out.
Richie's going for a gin and tonic. This week, do you know what? I'm going to go for a little white wine spritzer, a little brassy girl spritzer. So if you would like to buy us a bevy this week, it's www.soundrebel.co.uk/girlgaygym and we'll see you at the bar.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together and now they think, maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal training session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
He obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost 3 pounds this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost 3 pounds this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone four.
I have also lost 3 pounds this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am 1 pound down this week.
All
well
good,
done, mate.
We've all
full
lost, progress. Which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
10 pounds in a week, boys.
What? That's like a that's more than my baby weighed when he was born, so we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.